Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bush has given his travesty of a speech 16 minutes long. Later in the broadcast, we'll play some clips where he poses his total amnesty program under the guise of a tough border strategy. And of course, if you read the fine print, they're just going to put troops down the border for a few months to interdict criminals, quote, drug dealers. Nothing will be done to stop illegal aliens. They'll have a couple photo ops. And he is wedding this proposal, training it with the proposal, connecting it to the proposal to have blanket total amnesty, his, quote, guest worker program. And so we're going to open the phones up in this first hour and discuss it. I have two South Texas border sheriffs on from Zapata County, Texas. Sheriff Gonzalez, we'll have him on. And we've got another sheriff coming on, Sheriff Rick Flores, as well as Congressman Henry Bonilla, all three coming on to talk about how serious this crisis is in the second and third hours today. So we'll cover some international and other national news, including the hoax, the second time I've seen a hoax in the last year claiming that Rove has been indicted. More wolf crying. I didn't bite on this over the weekend or on Monday. People were calling me up going, why won't you, you know, here at the office and at home and emails, why won't you talk about how he's been indicted? And I said, because it's a couple of blogs that are saying it, and I don't see any documentation. I said, I've got my fingers crossed it's true, but I'm not going to go on the air and report a bunch of rumors. Oh, there's a nuke in Houston. Oh, there's a Planet X going to kill us. Oh, Karl Rove's been indicted. It's just not going to happen here. You've got the wrong show if you think this is the place where we do that. But I know a lot of you are wondering if my good friend, my childhood friend, my best friend in childhood died or not. He did die a little bit after I got off air yesterday on my way over there. He succumbed to total organ failure. It was not a pretty sight, and I'll talk a little bit about the nature of life and death from my own meager opinion, from my little consciousness, later in the broadcast. But right after Bush gave his speech, there were some individuals in a Waffle House, and there was a debate going on about open borders at the counter, and the La Reconquistas didn't like it, so they went outside, and now it looks like fired multiple shots into the building, and it did injure at least one person. And the media is spinning it. Can you imagine if white people fired into a Waffle House full of Hispanics or blacks? It'd be evil white supremacist strike, attempt to murder loving, sweet individuals. But when the La Reconquistas do this, it's just, oh, they just shot at them. They were a little upset by the evil they heard inside, and they're standing up for their freedom. And I do predict, unless we get the word out and stop what's happening, But the way things currently stand, that if we do not expose the La Reconquista 25-plus million Fifth Column Army, that every major U.S. city will see massive looting and whole sections burned to the ground, mass murdering plan of San Diego implemented. That's the plan to kill all white males 16 and older. And you will see it, and the media will actually praise it and say that it's civil rights. So just get ready, and just like we've seen looting in the past in this country, if you try to defend yourself, paramilitary police and troops will come, and they will kill you. Just like New Orleans, and just like past riots we saw with the Rodney King verdict, they went after the Koreans that were defending their shops. This is how the New World Order operates. So just get ready for it. Get ready for the cities to burn. It's coming very soon, unless we have a massive revelation in this country about what's really behind all this. Bush's and Vicente Fox's PR firm is running all of it, and they have already lit the fuse that will burn this country to the ground, and then we'll have to appease. We'll have to appease after this country burns. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have two South Texas sheriffs coming on who have apprehended individuals with paramilitary weapons. We're talking about grenades, machine guns. We have the Brownsville paper reporting that 1 in 10 being captured are Arabic. Now, again, if we're under a massive terrorist attack in this country and any minute they're going to kill us, why are our borders still wide open? Well, Bush has seen his approval ratings drop below 30%, so he had this big smoke and mirrors speech last night that he gave. But before I get to that, I have a report here out of Asheville, North Carolina. Gunfire at Waffle House after whites, Hispanics argue over citizenship. A parting gunshot from a vehicle leaving the Waffle House in West Asheville, North Carolina, shattered a window and caused an injury, police said. The shooting happened around 3 a.m. Look at how they spin that. They just dryly report it. Can you imagine if, say, whites and blacks were arguing and whites went out in the parking lot and the Asheville papers are reporting it could be as many as two gunshots, we're not sure. They fire into the front glass window. It goes in and injures people. We don't know whether it was the bullet or the glass, because the media and the police are being real quiet about this. And when the illegal aliens burn America down, they're going to be praised for it. It's going to be called civil rights. And we're going to have to capitulate, the government's going to say, and legalize all the La Reconquistas to prove that we love them and everything's okay. And the La Reconquistas are calling for violent overthrow of the United States. Let's go ahead and play the first 9/11 call. There's some mild language here, but this is for documentary purposes. So this is just the facts, so face it, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is.
911, fire, police.
Send somebody to smoke.
my house. They're out here shooting. They're out here shooting. Hurry up.
Okay, ma'am. Stay on the line for the police, okay?
Somebody has been shot. Just send somebody to Smoky Park Highway.
The Waffle House?
Yes, please. Send them.
Okay, ma'am. Stay on the line for the police, okay? Hold on.
Just please hurry.
All right, hold on.
All right.
You build it.
Hit pause on that one. We'll play the next two clips in a moment. The headline should be racial attack, drive-by shooting. Drive-by shooting, racial attack. That should be the headline. But that's not the headline. Here's the Citizen Times headline. Verbal sparring over citizenship leads to shooting. Ah, here's another headline. Gunfire at Waffle House. After whites, Hispanics argue over citizenship. Notice, now, I thought it was horrible. I protested the Ku Klux Klan. We counted it up. It's 10 times over the years. I don't like the Ku Klux Klan. I think they're despicable and stir up trouble and create tensions that we don't need. But then I remember when those two horrible individuals drug that black man to death, remember, in Jasper, Texas? And then on the one-year anniversary, three black men grabbed a white wino, someone who hadn't even been in prison with them. Again, there had been gang wars in the Huntsville prison between the whites and the black man they drugged to death. I'm not defending that. It just shows that this was mainly a gang war between a black gang and a white gang. But imagine a totally innocent white drunkard who didn't even know the three black men. They drug him to death until his head came off on the same stretch of highway. It was, hey, look, it's a white. They're all against us. You know, this mindless racial psychology that we see from racists. And so they drug him to death. It was in the Associated Press. And I called up the sheriff in Jasper, and I said, will you come on the show? And he said, no, I won't. Now, I said, you did hundreds of interviews, didn't you, concerning the black man that was killed? And he goes, look, I'm not coming on. And I said, why not? And he said, I think you know why. And he hung up on me. I tried hard. It took me days to finally get through to the sheriff, through his deputies and his public relations people, because it would be racist to even report on a murdered white man, an old wino who they gave a ride and chained up to the back of the truck and drugged to death. Now, I frankly am sick of it. Did you know that black-on-white crime is many, many times statistically what white-on-black crime is? But it's covered up. Now, again, I'm not saying all blacks are even a majority or even a small minority. It's a very tiny group, but still, it is larger. There is a larger group of racist blacks in this country who are willing to carry out racial attacks against whites than there are whites. And why? Because racist blacks are self-righteous and don't feel guilty and think everyone's out to get them and everyone's against them and whitey are all blue-eyed devils. And somehow that's acceptable. No, it's not acceptable. The toothless Ku Klux Klan is not acceptable. Black racists are not acceptable. And I'm here to tell you that Mexican racists are not acceptable, and they are the biggest racist group in this country because it is considered acceptable by the media, it is pushed by the Mexican government, it is coddled and protected as a fifth column to bring this country down anytime the government wants to. Bush's own PR firm that he used in his gubernatorial runs and his first presidential run and for Fox's presidential run was hired and ran the demonstrations nationwide. The government is forging a sword, is forging a battle axe, a weapon to excise the Republic and bring us into the Pan-American Union. There is no debating it. And I'm telling the racist Mexicans, and I'm telling the racist whites, and I'm telling the racist blacks, I'm telling all of you, and I know you're probably not going to listen. You need to figure out that it's the New World Order bankers that are running it all and playing you like a fiddle, playing you like a marionette, and I'm sick of it. I am sick and tired of it. Why do you think white-owned and establishment-owned magazines, newspapers, TV stations are saying this is Mexico, telling Mexicans to come here, telling them that they shouldn't assimilate, telling them America's bad? Why do the people that run this country, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, push this agenda for 40 years? Because it's their plan to break down this country using 400 million people south of the border as the battering ram to do it. This is one of the number one crises facing this country. It's a real crisis. Terrorism is fake and manufactured. This is real. Go to the second and third 9/11 calls from the racial drive-by shooting attack from the Waffle House last night.
9-1 Fire Police or Medical.
Yeah, we're at the Huddle House on Fillmore Avenue.
Yes, sir.
And some Mexican just come up here and shot the damn place up.
Okay.
And he shot me in the damn arm.
Okay, sir, how many people have been shot?
The law needs to come out here quick.
Okay, sir, how many people have been shot?
Please, get the law out here quick.
Sir,
damn.
Sir, can you tell me?
They done shot up the damn place. Damn windows got shot out.
Sir, can you tell me?
Get somebody here quick.
Can you tell me?
Shot me in the damn arm.
Sir, can you tell me?
Here quick.
Sir, can you tell me how many people have been shot?
Sheriff 911, what's your emergency?
I think you're just discussing it. It's for the Waffle House. My employee just called me. Asheville Police Department's already got the call, man. They're on the way.
Okay, she says that she thinks somebody shot in the parking lot and they shot the windows out.
Right, yes, man. They're on the way.
All right, and we have called the sheriff's department. We have called others. We've called the paper, and it looks like someone was shot in the arm. The media is trying to spin it. Now it looks like three people were injured. They first tried to say one. It looks like one or two of them from glass. Someone else may have been hit by a bullet or a bullet fragment. We don't know, but believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the media would be making a lot bigger deal of this if it was blacks and whites shooting each other up. But I'm telling you, they do nothing but cover up what the Mexican illegal aliens are doing. Now, I'm going to have two Hispanic Americans, two sheriffs on in the next hour. I'm going to have Congressman Bonilla on. They're Hispanic, and they'll tell you it is a war zone. Sheila Castillo will tell you it's a war zone. We had the head of the Minutemen, Al Garza, on. He'll tell you it's a war zone. We've had Colonel Rodriguez on. He'll tell you it's a war zone. These are people who've been in wars. They know. 800-plus dead last year, and it's going to be just as bad this year in the first five months of numbers we're getting. There have been more machine gunnings, more murders this week. And it is, and for some reason, the illegal aliens in Southern California are mainly killing blacks. There have been open announcements they're going to kill the blacks, and it is just, it is hellish. Now we go to George Bush in a few minutes of his disgusting speech last night. Roll it. This is President Bush.
Good evening. I've asked for a few minutes of your time to discuss a matter of national importance, the reform of America's immigration system. The issue of immigration stirs intense emotions, and in recent weeks, Americans have seen those emotions on display. On the streets of major cities, crowds have rallied in support of those in our country illegally. At our southern border, others have organized to stop illegal immigrants from coming in. Across the country, Americans are trying to reconcile these contrasting images. And in Washington, the debate over immigration reform has reached a time of decision. Tonight, I will make it clear where I stand and where I want to lead our country on this vital issue. We must begin by recognizing the problems with our immigration system. For decades, the United States has not been in complete control of its borders. As a result, many who want to work in our economy have been able to sneak across our border, and millions have stayed. Once here, illegal immigrants live in the shadows of our society. Many use forged documents to get jobs, and that makes it difficult for employers to verify that the workers they hire are legal. Illegal immigration puts pressure on public schools and hospitals. It strains state and local budgets and brings crime to our communities.
All right, pause the twit. Pause the piece of filth right there. And he is. He's a piece of un-American filth. Now, again, they, problem, reaction, solution. The globalists build up the crisis, run the whole thing. Bush actually ran the demonstrations. Dallas Morning News, LA Times, you understand that. And then he offers his solution, and what is it? Guest worker, total, unbelievable, blanket, 100% amnesty.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's a secret group that wants the government to spend itself into bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484. 8484.
News moves fast here. We're going to shift gears out of the open borders, the illegal alien invasion controlled by our government, and get back into it. During the last break, we got multiple calls here at the office saying CNN just announced they're going to release footage of the plane hitting the Pentagon. And we have calls coming into the network reporting this. Within 1 minute, we were on CNN recording it, and they had some gold commercial on. We're recording both channels of CNN right now. We need you two as well. Now, again, in none of my films do we cover the Pentagon being hit or not being hit by an aircraft. The whole thing has looked like a honeypot from the beginning. I'll say that the evidence of a plane hitting it was very, very suspicious, it could be a fake footage. You can put nothing past the government. The point is, this could have been an ultra massive setup from the beginning, and I just, the hairs on the back of my neck from the start told me, and my gut has never been wrong, to stay away from it, that it was a trap. Let's go to Tom in Arizona. Tom, what did you see?
Okay. Good morning, Alex. Yes, what I saw was it was a brief news story on CNN, and they said they were going to release, I was just in, and they were going to release the video footage. I believe they said it was from the parking lot of the Pentagon, of the plane hitting the Pentagon. And one person, one of the news people from the Pentagon, sounded like she was saying she had seen it, and it was going to be a little grainy and hard to make out. And
so that'll just continue the debate on forever, which they want us to focus on the Pentagon, and then later they'll even bring out an even better video of it, whether it's real or not. Again, the question is, why did they go to the hotel across the street? Why did they grab the state highway and federal cameras? Why did they grab the tapes from hundreds of cameras, the digital recordings? That is the most surveilled place in the world. Why? And instead of ever focusing on the implosion of the buildings, instead of ever focusing on any of the hard things that will bring the New World Order down, it's always Pentagon. I mean, I could have made a video about the Pentagon and sold a million copies, folks. I didn't. And I don't know what happened at the Pentagon. What else did they say?
They had mentioned the fact that the Massawi trial was holding up the release of the video, I believe, and that since the Massawi
trial... That's pure bull. Why would that hold it up?
I don't know.
A 14 to 16-foot hole. It is true the whole thing stinks to high heaven. It is true that it shot through three rings of the Pentagon. Planes don't do that. This whole thing... It's an enigma wrapped in a mystery by design. I'm telling you, there's something going on here.
I absolutely agree with you, Alex. I'll be looking forward to everybody's commentary on it as the story unfolds. And
how many feet of it? What is it? 12 feet plus of reinforced steel concrete that the plane supposedly shot through?
That's correct.
Blowing a 14-foot hole on one side, a 16 on the other. I mean, it is ridiculous, but at the same time, it just, the media has always given attention to this debate and not all the others that are ironclad. What do you think's going on?
I'm pretty in line with your analysis initially here, but at least it's something. Some of the video experts out there will maybe be able to go through it and pick through it, and it's something. I know what you're... Well, where you're coming from.
Well, the first frames they released, the five frames from the Pentagon, I mean, what is that? It's a little white blur.
See anything.
It's like they've released stuff to make us discuss it.
Right.
I mean, to make themselves look stupid.
Well, it could be a diversion like everything else is these days. So, but just thought I'd call in and let you know, Alex. Keep up the good work, and I'll be listening in.
Thank you. Yeah, we're going to get Paul Watson, everybody on this right now. This is the zeitgeist. We're going to really be covering it. We'll get into all the immigration situations as well as the broadcast, the next 2.5 hours and 1 minute to be precise, elapses. We will be going through all of it for you. Again, I'm Alex Jones. This is Genesis Communications, continual coverage of the New World Order Crime Syndicate's attack on the U.S. from 100,000 different angles. The toll-free number to join us, if you saw the CNN piece and want to comment on it, is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Your take on the Waffle House racial drive-by shooting attack by La Reconquistas last night in North Carolina in Asheville. We'll also got two border sheriffs coming on, two great Americans coming on, and Congressman Bonilla as well. And we've got a lot of other news that's breaking and developing here. We have the latest hoax for the second time in a year, people claiming that Roe had been indicted with absolutely no evidence of it. And we shied away from this over the weekend and today because, again, we don't want visitors to our sites out of hype and hoaxes. We want visitors to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with real analysis and real information you can trust that's been vetted. And even then, we still make mistakes, but we try our best. But I will now comment on the hoax. Now that it's been shown to be a hoax, I'm not saying he's not going to be indicted, but this whole thing stinks of Roe putting out disinfo to then discredit. So kind of a reverse playback of a crying wolf scenario. It's a psychological warfare tactic we've seen from this current crop of boobies running things. Boobies are pirates, folks. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Massive war room coverage for you right now. They are scheduled in 30 minutes nationwide. This is the report. This is what they're saying on CNN and elsewhere, to play new Pentagon video of a supposed passenger jetliner smashing into the Pentagon. Matt, Sherry, Terry, Bill, Mark, and others, your calls are coming up. We've also got border sheriffs coming on, but I'm probably going to limit those down to about 10 minutes apiece, even with Congressman Bonilla in the next hour. We have illegal aliens shooting up. It looks like illegal aliens are their supporters shooting up this Waffle House, injuring people. The media is spinning it as if it's nothing. We have Bush's propaganda speech. His proposal is total blanket amnesty, merge with a few troops on the border for a month or two, just as an emotional salve. He's merging something very popular with something very unpopular to try to fool people. We'll be covering all that. But let me give you analysis right now of the Pentagon strike, of what happened at the Pentagon. Let me tell you why I've shied away from it. Let me tell you why I haven't covered it in great detail. We have had guests on. We've let you hear their views. I've said that I'm not angry at anyone that's made films about the Pentagon being hit. I even carry films that ask important questions, but I've always said, and Michael Rivero has said on this broadcast, that we believe there is a very strong chance that this is a setup. And I have even predicted, because I know the enemy's tactics, their operations, their psychological warfare program from watching it for so long, that first they go and they grab the video at the hotel across the street, the federal and state highway cameras, the hundreds of camera discs from the computers that the footage was recorded on from the Pentagon, which itself is extremely suspicious, for almost 5 years hiding that footage. Shades of Oklahoma City, where they had 12 different surveillance tapes, grabbed them when police and FBI even said in the LA Times they'd watched the video. It showed McVeigh with Arabs getting out of the Ryder truck. We know those Arabs worked for the U.S. government, had been brought in by Bush Sr. and Clinton, former Republican Guard. Why wouldn't they use that in the trial to convict McVeigh? Why wouldn't they show that video? So very, very suspicious. And then I noticed that the national media, and this is key, this is absolutely seminal, this is paramount, would give unbelievable coverage to Pentagon strike deniers, for people that denied a plane hit it. They would constantly cover it, they would constantly debunk it with shoddy attacks, and they would give attention to it while ignoring predominantly the evidence of controlled demolitions of Tower 1, 2, and 7, while ignoring, even when Rumsfeld slipped up twice and said they shot down Flight 93 with a missile, they ignored all of that. Then Rumsfeld twice said a missile hit the Pentagon, almost like he was putting that out on purpose. We had all these witnesses saying there was no debris at the Pentagon, even CNN reporters saying no one saw a plane, then others saying they saw big planes, passenger plane, military planes, small planes, cruise missiles, drones. We have this whole cornucopia, this plethora, this buffet, this smokescreen. It looked to me like a classic intelligence operation where they have all these other attacks going on that are government controlled. And then in the midst of it, you've got this one event with all of these traps laid out, all these juicy traps laid out, the grabbing of the film footage, the telling people to shut up, the lack of debris, and then focusing on that and making that the big debate about 9/11. Their psychological warfare crews, their war gamers knew there'd be a 9/11 truth movement. I don't think they thought it would be this big. And they were keeping this as an ace in the hole. They've got several other aces in the holes. So they could then make this be the predominant debate and then try to crush our movement at a pivotal time, whether it be real footage of a plane hitting the Pentagon or manufactured computer generations. And I have even predicted that they would bring out one video that was foggy. I understand their operations. Then another video that was a little bit clearer, heighten the debate for maybe another 6 months, another year. And then bring out crystal clear video, whether it's real or not. The reason they have to blur these is because when they're fake, if it's real video, special effects experts and others can go in and clearly discern if it's a fake or not. But if they blur it, you really can't. So we're being told it's going to be some new blurry video, but a lot clearer than the 5 frames from the Pentagon. And then they will descend on the entire 9/11 truth movement with straw men and attack those of us that have never even really focused in on the Pentagon. Now, I've had guests on. Again, I have said I don't know what happened, and I've been attacked viciously and wrongly by some people in this 9/11 truth movement for not fully embracing the Pentagon strike, the alternative hypothesis that a plane did not hit it, that it was a missile or a missile and explosives or a drone or an A-10 Sky Warrior or whatever it is. I have always said that my instincts, my analysis, see, I pull in thousands of points. I integrate. I think about it for hours every night. I focus on it. I research it. I let it permeate my brain. This is what people in intelligence do, and I am the organic response to the New World Order's operations. This is what intelligence analysts do. And I'm not tooting my horn. We've had a lot of intelligence analysts on who have said that I've been pretty darn good in the past of engaging in analysis, and history shows that. I had enough indicators and enough key information to clearly know that they were about to attack the World Trade Centers and that Bin Laden, their asset, would take the blame and take the fall. I never made a prediction before or after that precise, and I said specifically call the White House and tell them don't attack the World Trade Center and don't try to blame bin Laden. How did I do that? It was the full spectrum data analysis, deep focus, deep research, deep. And once you get to this point, once you live this, once you're immersed in this, it totally takes over your life. If you've got the brain to do it, if you've got the background, if you've got the history, many of us have this innate discernment, this intelligence. Again, this is something all of us can do if we learn to identify false information. And if we learn to filter out information when we cannot confirm that it is factual. You see, I automatically filter something out if I can't prove it. So we have researched this. We have looked at it in as great a depth as you can get. And I have put forward the statement that I believe that they are going to let this debate get to full scale and then harvest it with fake or real video. Again, I've said I don't know what happened at the Pentagon, but that it is very suspicious. I mean, grabbing all the film footage, telling people to shut up, all these different conflicting stories, CNN reporters coming out and saying that, you know, no one saw a plane, there's no wreckage. All of this just were the equivalent of like T-bone steaks filled with cyanide for the Patriot Truth 9/11 movement. All of this just laid out for us. And I remember 4 years ago, I was starting Masters of Terror to make that film, my second 9/11 film. I'd made Road to Tyranny just 4 months after 9/11, and still one of the best films out there, many critics have stated. You can find that all over the net. And I remember having discussions. I remember with my colleagues. I remember really focusing, and I just said, man, my gut tells me don't touch it with a 10-foot pole. That doesn't mean that the people saying a missile hit it are wrong. That doesn't mean that there, you know, wasn't a flash and wasn't a pod. It just means that I had so much other evidence. Public officials warned not to fly. NORAD standing down. The CIA drills of hijacked jets hitting the exact same targets, exact same times. Tripod 2 exercise. We believe the attacks were run out of Building 7. All the evidence shows that, where the CIA and others were based. And we have hundreds of points that integrate towards that being 95%. In fact, we can pretty much guarantee it, but we cannot finally prove it. My gut tells me on top of it, that's the coup de grace, that we know it's an inside job run from that. We even know what floor. We have CIA controlling bin Laden. We have the U.S. troops massed in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan. Bush with the launch orders on his desk 2 days before. We have Operation Northwoods and all the official U.S. government documents planning 9/11-style attacks on America as a pretext for global domination. We have the PNAC documents saying the same thing about a helpful Pearl Harbor event. We have FBI informants and agents living with many of the hijackers. The key, you understand me? The key is that we have embassy heads saying they knew they were terrorists on terrorist watch list and were told, let ADA and others into the U.S. They're high-level government operatives in anti-terror operations. And then we see them at Pensacola Naval Air Station training, MSNBC, Pensacola News Journal. Then we have the head of the Defense Language School, the dean, the colonel, going public in the San Jose Mercury News saying Bush did it. And then they have the quotes, and I call him up and talk to him at his home, and he's been threatened and shut up, but it's on the record that he was forced to train at least four of the hijackers in high-level spy training. I mean, we've got these people in triplicate from embassies and Air Force bases and defense language schools as U.S. government agents. Do you understand me? And none of you in the truth movement and the 9/11 movement will focus on that because it isn't as sexy as all this other stuff. We can bring these people down. The hijackers were government agents. They were drones, they were decoys, they were on those planes thinking they were taking part in drills. Just like the Delta Force and Navy SEALs practice taking over planes, seeing if they can get through security, just like they practice taking over embassies. It's the exact same thing, and we know what happened, but so many of us don't want to focus in on what we can prove. We want to focus in on all the fancy-smancy stuff, the sexy stuff, the mysteries, the things that grab people's attention. And the New World Order doled the bait out for us, just like little breadcrumbs leading us into the mouth of hell. All right, I'm really preaching right now. I'm just so angry. And I'm so sick of seeing their programs. I'm so sick of seeing their plans. I'm so sick of seeing them carry them off. I'm so sick of them manipulating us. And you watch, this is only going to intensify the debate now about 9/11. It's going to make the total focus be the Pentagon, not all the other evidence, Larry Silverstein saying he blew up Building 7, all of it. That'll all be ignored, and we'll have an even bigger debate for the next 6 months to a year, and within that time frame, 6 months to a year, you will see crystal clear video brought forward, and it will be devastating to the 9/11 truth movement. Unless we get ahead of this right now, unless the report I put out in the next 2 hours on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, if you get the report of the analysis you just heard that will be cogently written down and prepared with documents, and if you make it the number one story on the web, if you email it out to everybody and every talk show station and every newspaper and everybody so they can see what's happening, then this will be a major victory for the New World Order. Now, it is that simple. The ball is in your court. Paul Watson, listening, make sure when you put the article together, you point out how they were government agents, you point out the key points, the controlled demolition, Silverstein saying he blew it up. All the stuff that's concrete, incontrovertible, must be in there in the article. Then we must state how they set this whole thing up from the start, and we're not saying people who say a missile hit the Pentagon are wrong. We're saying that it was a setup from the start, and Michael Rivero, who's been doing this even longer than I have, has said the exact same thing on his radio show, on this radio show and on his website, and when we've had Michael on here, he's talked about how he's been attacked for saying this because he saw a setup coming from a mile away. Now, I don't go as far as Rivero saying that I'm absolutely sure that it was a plane, because the evidence is unbelievable, but I know it was designed to get us sucked into it. Mark in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello, Mark. Matt, excuse me. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, Alex. I think the elite's really panicking with this Pentagon thing because too many people are waking up, but it's not going to work. You know, there's too much the evidence is out there. It's not going to shoot down the 9/11 truth movement by a long shot because there's too many other issues like the explosion of the towers and all that, but I got another.
But you see, if they give it massive wall-to-wall coverage, which they're about to do, it will make it the centerpiece, and 5 years from now, in a camp, we'll have people walk up to us and say, it never happened, I saw the video. We've got to also, Paul Watson, in the article you're doing right now, put in there, you know, I mean, who piloted the plane? Forrest Gump? We can show how they have video computer systems that can fake anything. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, I got a question for you just about 9/11. I know Rivera's actually talked about this a lot. You know, we know about the 5 dancing Israelis that were there filming the World Trade Center, and then we got 200 Israeli spies Fox News reported on in the country around 9/11. Many of them had explosive traces in their vehicle and plans of nuclear power plants and oil pipeline plants.
That's mainstream news. They call them all over the country.
And also, here's what I'm really getting to, is that we know that the Israeli spies were actually trailing or living in the same locations as many of the named Arab hijackers.
Yes, I believe Israel was in elements of their intelligence agencies were in support roles. I do not believe Israel ran the entire attacks or was in operational control, but I believe Israel, that is Shin Bet Mossad, was in a support role, as was MI6.
Right, because Massawi and Otto were. The evidence has come out.
Yeah, people got confused 2 weeks ago when I said, I'm sick of hearing that Israel carried the attacks out. No, they didn't. And then I stated they are involved in terrorism in Israel. They've been caught carrying out false flags worldwide. I believe they were in a support role. But to say just Israel did it is impossible.
Right. But then we also, I agree with the extent there. But then we also had the 1967 attack on the USS Liberty where they were going to potentially blame it on Egypt. And they had the Lamont affair.
And that, again, was teamed up with the president. You can't do it with Israel alone. And all I'm saying is LBJ was involved.
Right. And on the immigration, here in North Carolina, it's really getting bad here. And I just think about this in general. Multicultural societies, you know, it only creates conflict. And I mean, I agree with you. It's just tearing this country apart. And what we're going to have to do is eventually get back to some type of homogeneous society, if that takes a secessionist movement or something.
Well, I appreciate your call. Sir, that's what the Little Reconquistas are saying. They want a secessionist society. They want to be in an enclave, and it's called the Southwest and beyond. They want whites out. They are the racists. That's what's so incredible. They want what Hitler wanted. They want a purely Hispanic homeland, and they want, quote, whites to go back to Europe. But the same global bankers have opened up Europe to the tens of millions of foreigners there, and they're saying whites get out of Europe. Now, if it was, say, you know, Arabs in Europe that had all the money and whites never lived there, it'd be whites invading, controlled by the bankers, trying to break down the country. It's whoever is middle class must be brought down by the New World Order. That is what's happening. That is what's going on. That is the reality of what we face right now. And we're not playing checkers here. We're playing chess, as a caller used to say here on the broadcast. And it's true. We're playing chess here. There's no debating. It's three-dimensional, full-spectrum dominance warfare. Psychological, physical, the whole nine yards. And look at how the media spins a racial attack. We'll come back, take more calls, more on the Pentagon. It's all coming up. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Judicial Watch, to obtain September 11th Pentagon video at 1 p.m. today. Department of Defense responds to Judicial Watch Freedom of Information Act request and related lawsuit. Now, they'll normally release absolutely nothing, and this is so staged, this stinks to high heaven. Judicial Watch, the public interest group that investigates and prosecutes government corruption, announced today the Department of Defense will release a videotape to Judicial Watch at 1 p.m. this afternoon that allegedly shows American Airlines Flight 77 striking the Pentagon on September 11, 2001. The Department of Defense is releasing the videotape in response to Judicial Watch Freedom of Information Act request and related lawsuit. This is a response to your December 14, 2004 Freedom of Information Act request. Foyer appeal of March 27, 2005, and complaint filed the United States District Court for the District of Columbia, wrote William Kamer, chief of the Department of Defense Office of Freedom of Information. Now that the trial of Zacharias Messaoui is over, we are able to complete your request and provide the video. I need listeners all right now. I'm trying to get a hold of my wife so at home she can record it on the TV, record one channel. Here at the office, we're trying to record two channels. I need everybody to record every news channel there is. Pick a different one. Pick CNBC, MSNBC, Fox. Record it because different things may be on there. It may only be aired once. Sometimes these people screw up. Now, we got some big border guests coming on, two Texas sheriffs, but I'm going to limit them to about 10 minutes apiece. And then Congressman Bonilla is scheduled as well. This is another huge issue we're tracking and covering. It is so important now more than ever. 9/11 is the foundational event of the globalists, what they're using to bring this tyranny in. I hope you'll join me coming up in Los Angeles the 24th and 25th of June. Get your tickets before they're all gone. There's 1,000 tickets available, and we're now sold 30% of them, and they're going to go quick. Go to Infowars.com. The tickets are as low as $34 apiece when you get multiple tickets. That's Infowars.com, link through the secure online ticketing service, or call 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. They can answer all your questions. They can mail you a physical ticket if you order it over the phone, or you can order it online, and we will email you your ticket, and you just get a wristband once you get there. There's going to be incredible guests, there's going to be a lot of people there. Dr. Bob Bowman, former head of the Star Wars program. We're going to have Professor Stephen Jones focusing on the controlled demolitions, the physicists. We're going to have Professor Jim Fetzer. We're going to have so many other great people and surprise guests. That is coming up June 24th, 25th. Get your tickets now. Don't delay or you'll be sorry. At the same time, get my 9/11 film, Martial Law. I'm sorry we don't cover the Pentagon. We focus on everything that can be totally proven. Incontrovertible evidence of government involvement in the attacks and how they did it, and the hijackers being government agents. It's all documented. Martial Law, the film that needs to be seen, the 9/11 documentary that puts all the pieces together, that names names, that calls Cheney out. Others don't do that. They namby-pamby. You need to get Martial Law. You need to get Road to Tyranny. You need to get Masters of Terror. Available at Infowars.com on the secure, safe shopping card right now. Infowars.com, or call that same toll-free number, 888-253-3139. Get a hard copy because it makes great copies from that to give to people, or go download Martial Law for free. It's on Google Video and a bunch of others for free. Just type free download of Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, and you will get it. We have links on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's not the best quality online, but if you get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership for 15 cents a day, there's high-quality streams and downloads of it that are better to burn copies to disk with. So get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership for a month for $5.95, the cost of two or three cups of Starbucks coffee. PrisonPlanet.tv, we're on the front lines. We know the New World Order plan. We know their operation. We know how to crack them. We know how to beat them. We know their program. We know their tricks. We know how to counter them. Stay with us. Second hour coming up. We will record and then play clips of some of the propaganda news pieces. I hope you're recording them as well. Coming up later, we're going to get Rivero on in the third hour to comment on all this as well. I'm Alex Jones, your host, crashing through the lies and disinformation.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello.